When it was evening, when Jesus was dead, they took his lifeless body down from the cross. They dressed it in a linen shroud and laid it and with spices and laid it in a tomb. Then they rolled a stone in front of the tomb and they went away because it was the preparation for the Sabbath. The Lord of life, the light that came down from heaven into the world, had been extinguished. The wages of sin is death, and since our Lord took upon himself our sins and all the sins of all the world, he died. The stone they rolled in front of the tomb may as well have been the stones on which God wrote the law at Sinai. It was final. The darkness of our death seemed to have overcome the light. Every glimmer of hope held by the disciples and the women who followed him was extinguished when he was nailed to the cross, gave up his spirit, and the tomb sealed. He saved others, but apparently he couldn't save himself. He raised others from the dead, but apparently he couldn't raise himself. I mean, that's what they thought. That's what their eyes told them. They did not yet have eyes to see or ears to hear. But of course, her lack of understanding didn't change God's plan or his purpose. Our ceremony of the kindling of new fire in the courtyard is a beautiful ceremony showing that the light of Christ was not extinguished forever. He suffered and died, yes. From Friday evening until Sunday morning, the earth was dark and offered no hope. But no matter how dark the world gets, God's word remains true. Jesus told his disciples no fewer than 3 times that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer and be killed, and on the 3rd day be raised. And despite their inability to believe his word, it remained true. Jesus will not leave them as sheep without a shepherd. He must give his life as a ransom for the sheep, but he will take it back again. He who died is not dead. Beloved in the Lord, on this most holy night, our Lord Jesus Christ passed over from death to life, and we gather here in vigil and prayer to hear his word. We gather tonight because we share in his victory over darkness and death. If the shepherd raises himself from the grave, he'll also raise the sheep from their sleep and death. His death changed everything. Atonement had been made for the sins of the whole world. But his rising now colors your future, giving you the hope of everlasting life. In his death, you died, never to die again. Remember, we just read that we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, you too might walk in newness of life. And for this to occur, that means death had to be conquered. The law demanded it. But in Christ, it was conquered by his dying. He paid the price. He gave his life, but he took it up again. The law was fulfilled. The law does still stand, but it no longer stands in taunting condemnation for those who believe. So after Christ rested, after he had risen, the angel rolled back the stone. From the death and resurrection of Jesus, the law convicts you no more, and so the slab of stone is removed. But the stone's not removed to let Christ out. He's already risen. He had taken up his life. He had already descended into hell and proclaimed victory. No, the stone wasn't removed for him. It was removed for you. It was removed that you would know that believing in him, the law is fulfilled for you. It was removed that you might know that believing in him, death cannot hold you. That tomb was opened as proof and proclamation of life exactly in the place of death, that you can hear the heavenly words of angels in the face of death, that Christ is risen. There's no more reason to be afraid. Faith saves you. That's why he was crucified. That's why he lay dead in the tomb. That's why he rose again. That's why the stone was rolled away, and the angel announced the resurrection to the women so that you might believe and be saved. The liturgy this evening is really 5 consecutive series of services. We have the service of light, readings, holy baptism, prayer, and the word. And in the service of readings, you know, we read from 4 portions of the Old Testament. We had the creation account, the flood, the Exodus, and the three men in the fiery furnace. But we could have read any number of texts in other Old Testament accounts to show God's divine plan for deliverance, for they all follow through with the singular mission of God rescuing his people and being their living God forever. And the progression of this Easter Vigil worship service is also the progression of your Christian life. The light came, the word shined forth, you were washed in baptism, dying and rising in Christ. You were given access to God in prayer as his children. His word is preached to you as his beloved bride. And tomorrow you will proclaim his death by receiving his body and blood in the sacrament of the altar as participants in the heavenly banquet. So, dear people, the darkness is shattered. The light has come. Christ is risen just as he said. Light and life have prevailed. In him your sins are forgiven. And in him you will rise from death to life. For when Christ our life appears, there you will also appear with him in glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.